Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to grill Ray Haga from the Reno Gazette Journal on what's going on at the legislature. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Verita Black-Prothrow, and Stacey Woodbury. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We've turned the tables on Ray Haga today. He's a political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal, normally our co-host on the program, but today I'm grilling you, buddy.
Okay,
so,
let's go. Let's
start out with Dean Heller. You wrote an interesting column about Dean Heller in yesterday's Reno Gazette Journal. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it came from, I got some calls from some Washington reporters, one from Politico and the other from Gannett News Service, and they were doing stories about how Dean Heller has supposedly moved from being a far-right congressman to a moderate senator. And I said, hey, well, it's really no surprise to me, because when he was the Secretary of State, he was somewhat moderate. He pushed for same-day voter registration, and I think this is where his real political soul is, more as a moderate rather than a far right-wing conservative.
But the reality was that he had a pretty tough race against Sharon Angle, and there was always that possibility that Sharon Angle could run again and go to the right of him, and with all that Club for Growth money that they were piling on, that he could have lost that seat the second time around. So wasn't he literally forced to go to the right? Even though he denied it. I mean, many times on the show, he said, no, this is the way I've always been. When I was Secretary of State, I just was nonpartisan, but I really was a conservative.
Yeah, but you know, when he said that, you and I, we kind of shook our heads and saying, Dean, we hardly know thee.
True.
But no, it did have a lot to do with Sharon Angle, because it was the 06 GOP primary for the Congressional District 2, and he ran against Sharon Angle, and he had to go to the far right to beat her, and he barely beat her. And this, as you know, the race almost ended up in court, because Sharon was upset about some voting irregularities in some of the polling places where she thought she would be the strongest, up in, I think, Northwest Reno. So Dean pulled that out. The judge threw it out. And if it wouldn't have been after that, then President George Bush came in for a fly-in at the Reno airport, raised $300,000 for Dean, and then he was off and running. But then he did beat Jill Derby in the general election, but Jill Derby beat him in Washoe County.
Yeah, that was a very, very fascinating election cycle. But as we look to the future and we look to the recent past, Dean Heller lost to none of the above, or if that vote had been counted, then Dean's victory was not that strong. That none of the above vote was larger than his margin of victory over Shelley Berkley. So doesn't he have to play the moderate role pretty much permanently if he wants to be reelected senator?
You know, I think so, Sam, because as you look at the electorate of Nevada, it seems to be shifting you know, slowly towards being a blue state. Obama won Nevada for the second time this last in 2012, and so I think Dean has to be looking at the moderate voter in Nevada if he's going to beat a Democrat in the next go round.
Now, Dean Heller's office is always available to answer questions, but we haven't seen a whole lot of Dean Heller himself since the election.
Well, you know, Dean Heller is going to be at the legislature this week. I think it's Thursday. I could be wrong because Amity is there tonight, but he's going to speak to the legislature, so that will be, you know, he'll be back in the limelight again.
We've missed him. All right, let's talk about John Marvel.
John Marvel.
You've known John over many years, and he passed recently. Would you say a few words about John?
Well, John, as I wrote in my blog, is that he will be remembered as a man of courage. If it wasn't for John Marvel, the 2003 great tax fight at the legislature still might be going on. He was the one, he was part of the Mean 15 or the Lean 15. It was the Assembly Republicans who voted against the $1 billion tax increase. And, you know, the special sessions, we were in, it was starting to go into late July, and this thing had not been finalized, and John Marvel stepped up and actually stepped on his sword and voted for the tax increase, and we were out of that session. And you know, I look back now when Governor Sandoval is trying to pull together a balanced budget, and it's so difficult nowadays. What if that $1 million tax increase had not been approved in 2003 with the help of John Marvel? Where would the state be today? My goodness, the general fund budget would be absolutely impossible to balance.
As you look at Governor Sandoval, what role is he playing at this point in time? I mean, obviously, in the state of the state, he presented his budget plan. Is he just stepping back and letting the legislature do their thing, or do you see he and his staff involved in the hallways?
I think they might be in the hallways, and I'm missing them, you know, because it's a big building. But I see the governor as kind of stepping back and watching the game. As you know, he could always step in at any time, but really the only press conference that he's had that I can recall through this session was one about the sequestration and its impact on Nevada. Other than that, he's been fairly silent.
We're going to be starting Nevada Newsmakers down in Carson City the second week of April, all the way through the end of the legislature, and we're hoping to have the governor on our first show, as we have done traditionally over these last 10 years.
So, well, I hope I'm the co-host that day.
You will definitely be
okay.
The co-host that day. Okay, let's take a break. More with Ray Hager when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Reno Gazette Journal political reporter Ray Hager in the hot seat today. So we've got this group of six Republican senators pushing for a mining tax in opposition to the margins tax.
Right.
They had an editorial that appeared, I believe, in the Las Vegas Review Journal yesterday, bolstering their thoughts. But we've been trying to book several members of this group onto the program and have had no luck in getting them coming on. I'm sure they're just busy. But what's going on here?
Well, you know what? I don't think this mining tax is going to go anywhere, because they in both houses there's a Democratic majority, and if they approve this mining tax to go on the ballot, then that blows their margins tax. And of course the margins tax is pushed by the state teachers union, and that's a Democratic group there. So there's no way this mining tax, I think, will get on the ballot in 2014. I think the strategy here is to pass the margins tax this time and perhaps get SJR 15 on the ballot and pass that, which would take away mining's constitutional tax cap, and then come back in the following legislative session in 2015 and then tax mining. You have to do one thing at a time, and if the Democrats would approve the mining tax to go up against the margins tax, well, they would be shooting themselves and their constituents in the foot.
What about Marilyn Kirkpatrick's role in all of this? Because she has come out and said that she's not in favor of the margins tax.
Well, I think a lot of people have said they come out and say they're not in favor of the margin tax because their point is that taxes should be raised by the legislature, and that's their job. But the reality of Nevada is that the legislature isn't going to raise taxes because they have the Jim Gibbons two-thirds tax
the initiative, right?
Initiative that they have to meet. So I think that Democrats, I think, would like to see the margins tax approved by the voters, because this would give Nevada $800 million more in tax money for education. But the margins tax, you know, the devil's in the details, and there's a lot of devils in these details with this tax, and it's going to have some people pulling their hair out.
Who are the rising stars?
Hopefully not you, Sam,
yeah,
or me.
Not me. I don't have enough to lose, especially for the folks on the radio. Now, who are the rising stars on the Republican side and the Democratic side in this session?
Rising stars. I don't know. I'd have to think about that a bit. I think on the Senate side, of course, maybe he's not a rising star, but Michael Roberson is certainly a major player. I think a rising star for the North is Ben Kiekhefer, Senator Ben Kiekhefer, who used to be a reporter at the Reno Gazette Journal. He is the assistant minority leader, and I think he's got a lot of juice going forward.
Do you find that the Republicans are taking a more moderate stand, our elected Republicans, rather than a Tea Party stand in this session?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that I've really noticed about this group of Republicans. They've really moved more to the center, and I think it's Republicans in Nevada in general, because you look at Michael Roberson, you look at Ben Kiekhefer, you look at Assembly Minority Leader Pat Hickey of Reno, and then you look at guys like Senator Dean Heller and Congressman Joe Heck, and well, I want to maybe not Joe Heck, but Mark Amadei, and it seems like the Republican Party is moving to the center. And then you look at the hardline right wingers in the legislature, Barbara Sagaski and Don Gustafson, and they've almost been marginalized.
And Joe Heck did push back on the Ryan tax plan because it affects the Southern Nevada Lands Act.
Right. The reason I wanted to take Joe Heck out of the conversation is because, unlike the congressman from Northern Nevada, I haven't paid him as much attention as I should have, simply because the legislature's going on.
Okay, how is the LCB doing under new leadership with all these bills coming down? Are they able to keep up at this point in time?
I guess. No one's told me differently. I think Rick Combs, who is, the new Lauren Malkiewicz, the executive director, he's doing a really good job, especially because he has this new issue of Assemblyman Brooks to deal with. And so I think he's done a commendable and respectful job.
Do you think that whole Brooks issue is going to come to an end tomorrow?
I don't know, Sam. This is the way we feel about this Assemblyman Brooks issue at the Reno Gazette Journal, is that this is like everybody's covering this thing. I mean, and also the Associated Press is covering it. So my editors would like me to stay away from that and focus more on things that deal with Nevadans, and especially Northern Nevada. There's enough journalists covering Stephen Brooks to have Ray Hager sit in the gallery too.
Okay, let's talk about the lobbyists, because with the loss of institutional knowledge over the years, the main people with all that institutional knowledge are indeed the lobbyists.
Right. I remember a time, not maybe 4 or 5 years ago on this show, a lobbyist came on and thought that once they start kicking out the lawmakers for, the end of their terms, that the lobbyists would have control. But I don't see that. I see the new legislators coming in. They're pretty astute. Now, not all of them, but
want to name names,
no,
right?
No, I don't. But, enough of them are very astute to keep the lobbyists at bay. And so I don't think the lobbyists are running the Nevada legislature.
Randolph Townsend made a surprise appearance last week to testify in favor of a bill. What was the feeling in the building?
Well, actually, he almost didn't get to testify because he was down in the Sawyer building in Las Vegas, and he was hiding behind a post. And the committee chair, James Orenshaw, only saw him at the last minute.
Okay, so he wasn't actually in the building. He was testifying.
No, he was testifying. Because, of course, he's a Nevada Gaming Commissioner, and the commission was meeting in the Sawyer building, and they had just finished a marathon meeting, and he came up to talk.
Okay, of all the sessions you've covered, quick answer here, how does this one rank?
I don't know.
In terms of interest.
Well, it isn't as interesting as the great tax fight in 2003. That has to be the top dog in this. But
the best debate on this show ever, Sam McMullen, Harvey Whittemore, on that issue.
I don't think we'll get them on again, will we?
I don't think so. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you,
we'll
Sam.
See you down in Carson City.
All right.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Actually, stick around and pundit, will you?
Okay.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Every day we respond to devastating house fires. Once the fire is out, the Red Cross is there.
In that moment, when people are at one of the lowest points in their lives, the Red Cross immediately provides emergency food, clothing, shelter, and comfort.
Help your neighbors in Northern Nevada by supporting the Fire Hurts, Red Cross Helps campaign.
You can make a difference today. Every dollar raised goes directly to those in our community who have lost everything. It can mean the difference between homelessness and hope.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve. Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Home Treasures Marketplace is closing their doors and moving on. Take advantage of great markdowns throughout the store. Everything must go. Shop today for best selection. That's Home Treasures at the Carson Mall.
This March, come home to this for a month of movie madness on Total Action Tuesdays. The action is nonstop and certifiably mad. From red-hot rage in the heat of the moment to cool cats with a chip on their shoulder, this is March Movie Madness on Total Action Tuesdays.
Attention homeowners. In 2012, Nevada suffered the worst hardships in the nation. 2013 is the time to take action. New laws have been passed to help homeowners with a fresh start.
Hi, I'm Marshall at Marshall Realty, and right now there's more options for homeowners than I've ever seen in the past. So if you've tried everything else, don't give up. I promise you, with our resources and proven track record, you will find results. Call Marshall Realty today at 525-1205, and we'll help you get on the road to recovery.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel joining us. We have Stacy Woodbury, president of Appearances LLC, Trey Abney, director of government relations for the chamber, and Farida Black Prothro, host of Get Real America. Pleasure to have you all on here. Let's start with you, Stacy. A whole bunch of legislators go to Arizona on a hunt for marijuana and how to distribute it in a good way. Your thoughts on this and where it might be going at the legislature?
Well, I think that Tick Sekaboom definitely would like to see it go somewhere, and there's a number of proposals on the table, as you know, Sam, and if we're going to do it, I think we ought to do it right. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to have something on the books and yet nobody can access that, and it seems to be working successfully in other states.
Well, and Arizona seemed, Trey, to be a very tough state for this to be running in. Well, it looks like they've got pretty excellent control.
Certainly, I think Senator Siegelblum said Arizona's the most conservative state in America or something like that, and they were able to figure this out. And Stacey's absolutely right. The voters, whether you agree with it or not, the voters years ago said that the Nevadans should have a right to access marijuana for medical purposes. And we have set up no way or method for them to do that. And so it's kind of refreshing to see legislators actually learn about something and dig into something, do some research before just proposing bills. That doesn't always happen down there. I know that shocks you.
I know, but you know, the last time when Sharon Engel did it, she got a lot of abuse for going on a fact-finding tour. Verita, your husband is a cardiologist, and I know that there have been a lot of doctors, including an oncologist that was brave enough to come onto this program and talk about this, that actually recommend marijuana. They will tell their patients, go to South Lake Tahoe, go to the California side, and buy marijuana there. Your thoughts on the doctor community as best you can.
Well, you know, I don't know, because with cardiology, it's different. I don't know that there are any medicinal uses for it in cardiology. And there are some people who are in extreme pain who are in heart failure. But there are so many tests and research. There's so much research out there about it being a good thing. And I think it's just ridiculous that people can't access it.
You know, Ray, isn't it stupid that, you know, if you want to go and...
Asking me the stupid question.
No, if you want to go under your kitchen counter and drink a bottle of bleach, you can do that, right? There's no law against that.
It's better with ice.
He'll try anything once.
But, you know, there are so many ways that people can hurt themselves if they want to. Here's something that people believe will help them. And you know the largest contingent of people taking marijuana these days? Senior citizens. It helps them with their aches and pains. It helps them with all manner of things, glaucoma. Do you think Nevada's ready for this?
We're getting closer to being ready. In fact, in the last 5 years in Nevada, I have seen a big shift in the way people think about marijuana and the way people think about same-sex marriage. There's been a huge shift in both of those issues in Nevada.
And that leads me to our next topic, which is same-sex marriage. It's going before the Supreme Court. Do you think that we're going to see things overturned here in Nevada, potentially because of what the Supreme Court might rule?
You know, there's a lot of momentum nationally, I think, to start doing away with the prohibitions on same-sex marriage. And I don't know. I think we might be closer to marijuana legalization in Nevada than that, but it could happen.
You know, the Nevada legislature's taking that up, I think, tomorrow. They're going to start that process, because it's in our Constitution now, so they're going to have to start that process of going through the legislature and a vote of the people to change that. You know, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, there's a lot of people that compare it to Roe v. Wade. I think in the New York Times this weekend there was an article comparing it to Roe v. Wade, and that even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that decision came too quick, too fast, too soon, and that should have been a political decision made by more states before we move that way. I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to feel that way or not. It'll be very interesting.
Verita?
I think it ought to be legal. So whatever needs to happen to make people, all citizens, be able to participate fully in the democracy, whatever needs to happen, it needs to happen.
Okay, so Ray, as we're looking at the legislature this week, what is the most important thing you think that we're going to be looking for?
Most important thing? I don't know. Let me just go over a few things. Now, tomorrow, which is really important to me, there's going to be a hearing about asking President Obama to pardon Jack Johnson, who was the first black heavyweight boxing champion. Of course, he fought the fight of the century in Reno in 1910. There's also the mining tax issue is up, and I think nothing trumps that this week at the legislature.
So, Stacey, where's that going to go?
Mining tax, I don't know. I thought that the hearing on Stephen Brooks would be trumping the mining
tax. Oh, yeah, that
tax.
Too.
Well, tomorrow, that's all three. All three happen
all three
tomorrow. Stephen Brooks, gay marriage, and SGR 15, which is taking mining out of the Constitution, all happen tomorrow, at least the first hearings on those things.
Your final thoughts here?
Oh, I don't know about mining. I can't see that happening.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We appreciate you being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to help salvage a decent life caused by another person's carelessness.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents. Injured in an accident?
I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we're going to be talking about marijuana with Assemblyman Joe Hogan and Dr. Stephen Fry. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thank you.